from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. It's B. Mitch and Finley. Toby Altizer sitting in for the guys for just a couple of minutes after the first day of practice here at Commanders training camp. And let's get back to the podium and hear from Commanders defensive tackle Jonathan Allen.
I'm here to be honest with you. Didn't really do too much. Just focus on my diet, focus on my training, just trying to lock back in as early as possible so when training camp started, I could hit the ground running.
What'd you change about your diet and your training?
I hired a chef, so that's probably the biggest thing.
What made you make that decision? What meals was the chef cooking?
I'm just trying to go all in, on and off the field. So, you know, I'm spending a lot of money on my body and my health off the field so I can perform even better on the field.
John, over here now, what are some of the differences with this system that maybe can free you up to do some different things?
Man, I really think it's just about the little details. You know, we're really focusing on the small stuff, the get off, the first step, the first 6-inch step, your hands and your pad level, and just really repetition. So it's nothing groundbreaking that we're doing, is just consistency and a mindset that we're playing with.
And how can that, at this stage of your career too, how can that focus help you?
Man, I think it can help me a lot. When you look at the 49ers and what they were able to do with their defensive line, we're coaching a lot of the same things. So, you know, I'm really excited for what we can do and just excited to be out here.
Obviously, you haven't seen much of Johnny Newton on the field, but he was able to get out there today. Was that surprising to you that he was able to get out as quick as he was?
Not surprising, but excited, you know. Obviously, he's a great player. We got him super high in the draft, and I'm excited to see what he can do out there. So he looked good. You know, they're trying to take it slow with him, obviously. You don't want to throw him out there too soon, but from what I've seen, he looks really well.
What's your sense of how he's going to be able to help complement you and Duron and the other pieces on the line once he's ready to get going?
Man, I don't think it's him complimenting us. I think it's all of us complimenting each other, you know what I mean? I'm trying to help out Klee, Klee's trying to help out Payne, and vice versa. So he's definitely going to fit in really well. He loves to work out. He loves to do the little things right, and he loves to work. And you know, for me, once I see that, that's all I need to see.
How much does this feel to you like the first day of school? Not just the work, but the dynamic with some of the new guys here.
Oh, it definitely feels like the first day of school. The first day of training camp is always exciting and fun to get out here with the guys for the first time. Man, I'm just really trying to go out there and put my best foot forward moving forward. And, you know, we're excited about what the season could be.
You guys have done training camp a bunch of different ways since you've been here, but being in Ashburn, staying in the team hotel, what can you guys get out of that? What are you hoping what do you hope that adds to the team or to training camp?
Whenever you stay at a hotel for training camp, it really helps with team bonding. Guys spending a lot of time in close proximity, you know, because when you're in the NFL, after the season or after the day's done, I got a wife that I got to go to. Other guys have kids that they have to go home to. But when you're in the hotel, you spend a lot more time together off the field than you normally would, and that just helps with bonding.
John, during practice, I saw you numerous times one-on-one with Johnny Newton, just talking to him, going over some things. What is that role like for you now? Because you were Johnny Newton once. You were a rookie. And to have kind of that responsibility of kind of helping him welcome to life in the NFL, what is that like for you?
Man, I'm trying to help him with things that guys like Ziggy Hood helped me with my rookie year, you know. Just trying to be there, trying to be the best teammate I could possibly be to help this team.
Inside the locker room, you're one of the team leaders. Just take me through the vibe. What night and day difference? What is it like? You know what it felt like at the end of last year. Now it's kind of a new start, new era. Give me that vibe. What is it like right now inside that locker room?
A lot of guys with a lot to prove, and I love it.
Anything else?
John, with a guy like Bobby Wagner behind you, what have you learned from him? What's that dynamic like? Two guys who have been in the league for a decent amount and have seen a lot of different stuff.
Man, when you have a guy like Bobby who's one of the hardest workers on the team, it forces everybody else to follow suit. So, man, I'm really excited to play in front of him this year.
John, the pass rush was something that was at times lacking last year. How important is it to restore that, and what are you guys doing to try to regenerate that?
I mean, pass rush is, I mean, the name of the game in today's NFL. But for us, we're just doing the same thing, just coming to work and working on our craft. I mean, there's no secret recipe.
John, I remember just about almost exactly a year ago, you and Terry were out there for the day Josh Harris was introduced. Here we are a year later now. It's Josh Harris, Adam Peters, Dan Quinn, Jaden Daniels is here. How do you feel about where this franchise is, and how much does it excite you, kind of this new regime, this new vision, and all this new stuff here?
I'm excited. I'm really excited to be here, to work here, and just put my best foot forward and getting to work.
Thank you.
Man, again, every year you're in the NFL, you have something to prove. So every single guy in the defensive line has something to prove even before they were here with Coach Quinn. So, I mean, when you have something to prove and you come and play for a coach like Coach Quinn, it just amplifies it.
Awesome. Thanks, John.
Appreciate it.
And welcome back to B. Mitch and Finley. J.P. Finley will be back for hour two, which comes up next. Matter of fact,
we back.
J.P. Finley's back. Hour number two, B. Mitch and Finley comes up next.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.